Hello everyone, welcome back to the Fields of Fry podcast. It's your bestie Emma here. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're a regular human being around here and you choose to tune in every single Monday, well, if nobody has told you today, you're an absolute legend. Like, all of the love and support on this podcast really does not go unnoticed. The fact that people actually listen to this podcast, I mean, still mind blown by that. So really, like, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the listens, all the love, all the shares, all the messages. But if you're new here, well, like I said, my name's Emma. I am currently an accredited nutritionist. I do content creation. I like to consider myself a content creator. You can cringe at that, but look, that's how I earn some money, guys. So just leave it at that. But I am a soon-to-be dietitian. I jet off to the Gold Coast, and when I'm recording this, in about 2 weeks' time. So the day is literally like coming closer, and I'm really excited to embark on this new journey to help you guys even more. And I say this in probably every podcast episode, but this is a safe place, a safe platform for you guys to tune in every single Monday to listen to what I have to say. And I touch on topics on, what have we got? We've done a lot on this podcast. So if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you check out all the rest of the 50 episodes, because this is number 50, episode 50 today. All things food freedom, healing your relationship with food and exercise. We talk a lot about body image and, you know, just nutrition. And today we are really going to be diving deep, and I'm going to be helping you guys in navigating nutrition content on social media, because this is a big thing now. Social media has been flooded and will continue to be flooded with nutrition content. And I myself, I contribute to that. I put out nutrition content on social media, and I am an accredited nutrition professional, but there are people out there who put out nutrition content who don't have the credentials, who may not be putting out information that is research-backed, that doesn't provide any evidence and all of that, and can do more harm than good to us human beings who are maybe in a vulnerable place and are reading this, and all of a sudden, like, whoa, like, I think, you know, from my own experience and speaking to a few other people, especially people I've worked with, the impact that social media has had on their relationship with food, really, it's been detrimental. You know, we could be reading some article, or we could be scrolling on TikTok and come across this video of this girl eating in a particular way, or going on this Instagram profile and, you know, doing a really big scroll, you know, stalk, I guess you could say, through their profile and what they have to say, and just really not taking into account, like, you know, credentials, and asking the question, like, oh, is this really factual? And then all of a sudden you've just gotten yourself in a deep dark hole, and your relationship with food has kind of gone the opposite direction. Your exercise regimes and your body image is just not as it used to be. It's leaning towards the negative side. You're not liking yourself anymore. Again, this is what can happen when we, you know, take in information without really considering the information, really not analyzing and questioning these things, which I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. So strap yourselves in. I feel like this conversation today, like, one, it's really important and definitely worth sharing. So if you find, or if you know anyone who definitely needs to hear this or is struggling with where to get their nutrition information, or really struggling to, like, separate what is fact from bullshit on the internet, well, this is definitely for them. But I feel like this conversation was something that I definitely needed when I first embarked on my health journey back in 2018. I think this conversation today would have really healed the 2018 Emma, and it's definitely something she definitely needed to hear. And so I'm glad that I'm now that voice that I wish I had to you guys now, and being like, yep, this is how you need to navigate nutrition content, make sure you're not following XYZ, and all of that sort of stuff. So yay, it's just put me in a good mood. So strap yourselves in, let's get on with the episode. So basically, ever since the internet was created or introduced into our lives in whatever year, because look, I'm sorry, I don't know what year the internet was created. Should I know that? I feel like that's general knowledge. When was the internet introduced? I'm just gonna admit it, I don't know when the internet was introduced. I feel like the 80s. I mean, I can research it right now. Like, give me 2 seconds. When was the internet created? Oh my God, get out. January 1st, 1983. I mean, I was close. I was at the 80s. But anyways, ever since the internet was created and all of these social media platforms were introduced, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, for those who still use Snapchat, because who uses Snapchat nowadays? Not me. Deleted that like years ago. TikTok, cannot forget TikTok. Tumblr even, I guess. Who still uses Tumblr? I used to be a big Tumblr girl. I'm not even ashamed to admit that. But essentially, ever since these things have been introduced into our lives, it has seriously changed the way we receive information. And in particular, for the sake of today's episode, it has changed the way in which we receive information about food and nutrition. Because nowadays, we are exposed to so much information. It's insane. Every single day, I'm like baffled by how much content, how much information is out there. Because, I'm Googling stuff, researching stuff, I'm scrolling through my social media platforms, and every single day I am seeing something different, something completely new, or same shit every day. And it's just like, oh my God, there's just so many images, so many videos, so much information. And, in relation to food and nutrition, we're seeing so many meals because people are sharing what they're eating. And, some of those meals are looking very photogenic. Very photogenic. I used to be one of those people who used to take really, like, get out my good camera and take really nice photos of my food and put them on Instagram. And then we're also seeing people eat different diets, and we're being exposed to different ways of eating nowadays, and different workouts and exercise regimes and bodies, body sizes, body types. And a lot of that, like in before the internet was created, so probably like 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, should I say, like none of that was even existent. Or we weren't like fully aware of it because we didn't have the access to it like we do now. And now we are accessing all this nutrition information without even the use of a textbook because, 40 years ago or whatever, in order for you to learn about nutrition, you had to kind of read it through books and textbooks or go to university and do the degree. I mean, that's how I'm still doing it. I'm going back to university. I'm going to go, read a bunch of textbooks now and all these readings and that sort of stuff in order to learn about nutrition. And in my own opinion, that's the best way to learn about nutrition. But social media and the internet has made it more convenient for us now to obtain nutrition information with a click of a button. And just like a 5 second video, it's like, oh, cool, great. Now I don't have to spend all this money, all this time on, reading a textbook. But back in the day, that's how people did it. And that's how people learned about the role that food plays within our bodies. But, now we just open social media apps and then we're shown food, we're shown diets, we're shown people in very idolized bodies by society. These people telling you, okay, eat like me, guys. But then, you scroll down on your feed. And then you're shown another person with a idolized body, and they're telling you the exact same thing. Okay, eat like me, but they eat completely different to the person that you saw above. And now you've kind of got this moment of confusion because this person who appears to be quote unquote healthy is telling you one thing, but then because you scrolled down and you saw, the exact same content but with a different person and a different style of eating, and they also appear quote unquote healthy. They're telling you something different now, and you're just so confused. Like, what the hell do you believe? That's basically what happens. I've probably got you. I'm in your mind right now. That is essentially what happens when we are scrolling on social media and taking in all of this nutrition information. We get confused, right? We get a little bit confused. We question ourselves, like, am I doing the right thing? Should I be doing this? Should I be following her? Should I look like him? Should I be eating this? Should I be exercising this way? Should I be cutting out this? Should I be adding that? All because we're seeing someone else on social media, live this life or eat this way or exercise this way. And Again, we're just really bombarded with information. So we really begin to question ourselves, what we're doing, and we really begin to question and ask ourselves, well, what do I believe? And there are a few things I quickly want to touch on in relation to social media and nutrition, a few things that you might see on social media, and how these things could have impacted your relationship with food or are impacting your relationship with food. So the first one is physique. On social media nowadays, we're exposed to a lot of people who, unfortunately, people who have the idolized body of society, who are thin, lean, shredded, you know the body that I'm talking about, the typical fitness influencer body, okay? A lot of those people have large followings, yeah? And a lot of those people, a lot of those people, like us, general human beings, tend to take the information from these people because, oh, they look so healthy. They look so good. Oh, they must be doing everything right. I'm going to take every bit of information from that person about nutrition, about exercise, about living healthy because they are the definition of healthy. They look healthy. But I really just want to remind everybody that looks don't always mean health. Looks, appearance, body shape, size, muscles, leanness, thinness doesn't always equate to health. And someone who appears to be lean and shredded and fit and toned and thin, the typical healthy, idolized body in society, it doesn't mean that they're the right person to get the nutrition information advice from. If anything, they're probably the worst person to get nutrition information from, especially if this person is like, a personal trainer who doesn't have the qualifications of a dietitian or somewhat. But I'm going to get into that in a hot second. But I really just want to remind people, like, if you're inclined to take nutrition information from someone who looks, quote unquote, healthy, fit, toned, shredded, okay, that doesn't mean they're the best person to take nutrition advice from or nutrition information, tips, tricks, diet advice, anything from. Physique has absolutely nothing to do with health and the way you should eat, like someone else's physique, should I say. And unfortunately, these people with large followings, they have a large following because of their physique, and that's why a lot of people are influenced by them and they take every piece of advice and tip, trick, and all of that from them. But I just really want to make it clear, and that could be impacting your relationship with food because maybe you're seeing this person who is lean, shredded, fit, toned, and you're thinking to yourself, well, shit, I need to be like that in order to be healthy. I need to eat like that person in order to be healthy. But you might go about and copy that person's diet and way of living, but you're finding that it's unsustainable for you. So again, just I really want to remind everybody about that because it's a really common thing on social media is just taking information from someone who looks healthy when in reality, health and the way you look don't correlate. And another thing I quickly want to talk about as well that may be impacting, your relationship with food in particular is what meals are considered healthy. Now, I feel like this really began, like this whole thing about like posting your photos on Instagram, like your food pics on Instagram. I feel like 2016, like that is just a ballpark figure there, but all those images, like they're highly saturated images. And I'm really thinking back to the vegan days, the vegan YouTuber days, where people would just like post their big plates of fruit and big salads and everything like that. And look, I fell down that trap. I fell down the trap in thinking that was the healthiest way to live. I had to eat exactly like that in order to be healthy. And, all these other meals that were posted online, like, nah, they didn't do justice. I had to eat like that because that was considered healthy. These people, these influencers, these social media people, YouTubers were saying, this is health, guys. Eat like this, health. There is no one meal or several meals that are considered healthy. Like, this is health, you must eat health. Because if you've been listening to my podcast for a while or you follow me on TikTok and Instagram, you know that health is far more complex and healthy eating isn't just about like, well, making sure every single meal was like packed full of fruits and vegetables, protein, carbohydrates, da 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 da. It's about balance. It's about variety. It's about consistency. It's about, you know, freedom and flexibility. There's so many other factors that play into what healthy eating looks like. And healthy eating is going to be vastly different among everybody, because we all have different energy needs. We all have different preferences. We all have different, like, conditions, okay? One person may be, you know, trying to heal their relationship with food, and a larger intake or more of those, you know, quote-unquote, I'm saying quote-unquote here because I really want to separate these two, all right? They may need to eat quote-unquote unhealthy foods. I even hate saying that, but I really just want to make it clear for the sake of this podcast episode, in order for them to have a healthy relationship with food, because maybe they were someone who just ate strictly clean, quote-unquote healthy, like no salt, sugar, oil, all of that. And, you know, in order for them to be healthy, they have to include more of those quote-unquote unhealthy foods. But it could be the same for someone else. Someone else could be, you know, what could be healthy for them could mean including more quote-unquote nutrient-dense foods. They need to include more nutrient-dense foods, and maybe, I don't even know, okay? So I think social media and people, like, posting what they're eating every single day, like, full-on, like, what I eat in a day videos particularly, are really impacting one's healthy relationship with food and really just making it decline, in a sense. And I have talked about what I eat in a day really in depth on this podcast, and I did a whole episode on that one. So if you are intrigued to hear about my thoughts, feelings, emotions about what I eat in a day videos, definitely go check out that episode. I think it's like episode 9. I'm not too sure. You might have to scroll. But that's a big hot take on what I eat in a day videos. Now let's dive into how you listening, can navigate your way around nutrition information on social media. So you may be confronted with a piece of nutrition information from a social media account, a creator, influencer, whatever, and maybe you're confused, you're stuck, you're not too sure whether to believe it or whether to discard it. Okay, these are a few key points that I want you to take home from today's episode. And this will seriously help you in making your own decision in regards to what you should believe, what you should take on board and consider for yourself, and what you should really, like, discard and unfollow, block, delete, and never see again. So the most important thing when you are approached, or when you do approach nutrition information on social media, is I want you to ask yourself, who is the creator? Who is the influencer? Who is this person who is giving out this information? Because, like I said, we have so much information out there nowadays from so many different people, and we need to be able to differentiate from fact and total bullshit. So what is real and what is fictional? So check the person's credentials. I honestly hope that every person, nutrition professional or any other professional who is, you know, putting out information, education out there, so that could be like a physio or a doctor or anyone like that, they really should have their credentials in their bio on social media, you know, just to help others or help their audience know that, hey, I'm credible. I am accredited. I am a professional within this field. And, you know, you need to be able to locate, all right, cool, have they got a higher education degree? Did they go to university? Did they do their Masters of Dietetics, for example? Do they have another accredited nutrition degree that is, you know, valid within that country? These people who have these degrees are the ones who have studied nutrition to the full extent. You know, they've learned the science of food at a university level, the highest level, okay? That is the highest level that somebody can learn about nutrition. Well, actually, no. If you do like a PhD in the subject, that's the highest level. But again, university level, master's level, like that is the highest degree of, you know, learning nutrition, obtaining the qualifications in nutrition, and to be able to give nutrition advice. So really just making sure that that person has obtained a higher education degree in nutrition or whatever the topic of discussion is about. And people who have studied these degrees, people who have studied nutrition, someone like myself, know that nutrition is not one size fits all. And a lot of these creators and influencers on social media really preach and practice like, okay, cool, this will work for you because you know what? It works for me. This is the one. This is the way. This is the diet. This is the way to exercise. This is it. Screw all the other shit. This is it. But from someone who has done the education, who is an accredited professional, knows that, okay, one way of eating does not work for every single person on this planet. And nutrition, like the subject of nutrition, is ever evolving. Research is constantly being done on foods, on nutrients, and the role they play in the body. There's ever evolving evidence and research that professors and all of that. I will have to eventually do one of these big studies in a couple of years. So, you know, I'll be on that. I'll be on the journal article. I'll have my name in one of those journal articles. If you guys study university and you're sick to death of, you know, citing journal articles, well, guess what? My name might be in a journal article in a couple of years' time. So stay tuned for that. But they know, like, nutrition is always ever evolving and research and studies are always being done into, you know, concepts and the impact it has on health, you know, not just physical, but mental and emotional. And someone who is promoting their way of eating, for example, their diet, because it helped them cure their quote unquote health problem, maybe it was, you know, it helped them lose a bunch of weight or it helped them cure their PCOS or anything like that, doesn't always mean they're a nutrition expert, okay? Really important here, okay? Lived experience is not fact. Let me say it again. Lived experience is not fact. Just because someone else lived that experience, someone else is saying, look guys, I ate like this, I did this to cure my PCOS. Like, this truly works. Woohoo, okay? It's not factual. That person needs the evidence, the scientific evidence, the research to back up the fact that, okay, it worked for them. They can't just say, look, it worked for me. Like, cool. Woohoo, it's going to work for you. All right? No. And if that person on social media as well is claiming that, you know, it is going to work for you because it worked for me, well, I think it's a really big sign for you to block, delete. No, just kidding. It's a sign for you to just really reconsider them as a whole, the creator, the influencer, whoever they are as a whole, and really choose and decide for yourself, like, it's probably best for me to get my nutrition information from someone else or somewhere else. Continuing on with these people who like try to promote things because it worked for them, a lot of these same people are also, and this is really important too, are also sneakily trying to sell you something. Whether that's their own product or service, or whether they're part of a scheme or a supplement of anything, all right? You really need to be careful with this. Okay, and this is a really important consideration when you are taking in nutrition information from someone, especially if someone doesn't have their credentials outlined in their bio on social media and you see this person really trying to promote a particular service or product. I really want you to be careful when you are reading their nutrition advice and information, because I don't want you listening, I don't want you buying into something that is only going to profit the creator, but not you. You end up buying something that doesn't actually work for you, but, you know, the creator, the influencer gets the coin. Supplements are a big one for this, so like vitamin supplements. And many creators and influencers are partnered with like vitamin companies and vitamin supplements. And a lot of these vitamin supplements as well are unregulated. So it doesn't always mean that the supplement is going to work for you. It's going to work for everyone. A lot of these products don't always live up to their fancy marketing and their advertising. So it's important that if you are intrigued by this supplement or this vitamin that this particular influencer is promoting, I really want you to do some reading yourself. I know a lot of the information that I'm going to be, you know, providing you guys is like, do your own research, do your own education. Oh, Emma, I don't really have the time for that. Like, well, if you really, I know, like, if you really want to get the best out of it and you really want to educate yourself, all right, around nutrition properly, then it does require you to go and do some external research for yourself, just so you are looking after your health and you are, you know, educating yourself in the process about nutrition the right way, not the wrong way through these creators and influencers. So if you do find a particular product intriguing that this person is promoting, I want you to do some reading on their website, you know, looking out for any clinical data that they've done around the supplement. Did they conduct any randomized control tests? Or are they simply basing their benefits and claims off their customer reviews, which is ideally not the best marketing approach? Now, I'm no marketing expert, but for anything like this, like to make sure that this product really works, like you really need to do the clinical research. You really need to do these randomized control tests just to make sure that, hey, it can work on like everybody, not just for one or two customer reviews that the company probably paid them mega bucks for them to do, because secretly it doesn't work. Anyways, moving on. Now, this is a really common question as well in relation to nutrition advice. What about doctors? What about doctors? Because doctors are seriously the highest medical practitioner out there in the world. I have full respect for doctors. And doctors have very basic nutrition knowledge. And throughout their 10 long years of study, they probably only take like one or two nutrition classes throughout their entire course. One or two nutrition classes. So that's why a lot of doctors, so if you happen to go to the doctor and, you know, maybe you talk about your nutrition or your eating, or maybe they pick something up when you're describing your symptoms and that sort of stuff, that's why they often refer you to dietitians, because dietitians, they spend 4 years purely studying nutrition, purely studying the science of food, and can cover multiple areas too within nutrition. So dietitians, for example, can, you know, help people with PCOS and navigating the nutrition with that, or diabetes, or eating disorder recovery, all of that sort of stuff. So being a doctor, you know, doesn't always mean that they're going to give out the best nutrition advice. They can give out advice. They can give out basic nutrition advice, like making sure you're eating your fruits and vegetables, following the Australian dietary guidelines and all of that. But that doesn't mean they know everything about nutrition. They're not a nutrition expert. So again, be careful of what information you're receiving from them, and then you use your intuition, excuse me, to decide for yourself, like, do I want to follow the doctor's advice, or do I want to seek out a dietitian's advice or an accredited nutrition professional's advice? Or maybe ask the doctor for that too. Maybe ask, like, can I get referred to a dietitian? Whatever the circumstance is for you. So when you are reading nutrition information online, when you scroll through TikTok and this person's like, eat this way, intermittent fast, or, you know, something like that, something we see daily, am I right? I want you to, again, this is through your critical thinking, critical analyzing, when you are reading through all this information, when you are exposed to these images and videos on social media, red flags. There are big red flags out there on social media that you really need to become aware of. And that will really help you navigate the content to make sure that you do stay clear from that information, that you kind of just not buy into it, kind of, you know, decide for yourself, yeah, I'm going to unfollow this person. They're talking shit, basically. So once you have done the research into the person who is creating the content, you can then do the reading into whether the information is credible, factual, and backed up by research. So a red flag is the use of absolute language. Now, what I mean by that is language that, you know, is like, oh my God, never, always, this will cause X, Y, Z, very absolute. So for example, like, never eat chocolate again. Always make sure you're, you know, eating carbohydrates at 12 noon, or, you know, eating red meat will cause cancer or something like that. Very like in your face, like, whoa. Like even reading that, it's like very harsh, very like, like I can't really describe it, but it's like, yeah, it's very like, like, whoa. And these phrases as a whole, using these words, are harmful to the general population when we do choose to talk about nutrition and when we are trying to help those, you know, improve their eating, improve their nutrition habits, and get on board with adopting healthier eating habits as well. Like I said, health is very, very complex, and there's so many factors that do play into health. It's not black and white. And this language, the absolute language, using words like never and this will cause da, 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 and you gotta always do this, all right? That's very black and white. And nutrition and health is not black and white. So someone saying that by taking this food out is going to cause all of your health issues to fade away in that doesn't always get to the root issue, because no one food causes that health issue. So taking out carbohydrates or taking out broccoli, for example, because, you know, that person's saying like, don't eat broccoli or take out broccoli because it's, you know, going to stop your bloating or whatever, doesn't mean broccoli is the root cause of bloating. There's so many other factors that could be in play here that is contributing to your bloating, if you get what I mean. Health is just so more complex, and it's just not just about like one thing. It's not black and white. It's often a combination of things. Red flag number two, all right, to look out for and to steer clear from and to really help you identify that something, no, this is not right. This is false information. The discussion around detoxing and cleansing. This is massive. I know I've talked about it on this podcast previously, but those words are constantly being thrown around on social media. Detoxing, you know, juices, cleansing diets, everything to do with that is just bombarded with in our ears and eyes and everything. And our bodies, guys, if you didn't know this already, our bodies can detoxify for us. That is the role of our kidneys. That is the role of our liver. We don't need to buy these expensive juices, these supplements, all of that, get into these regimes, you know, kind of kill ourselves in the process, deprive ourselves in the process to try and detoxify and cleanse our bodies when we have organs that already do that. So that's just another friendly reminder, let's just steer clear from that. Like, let's all agree, like, we are no longer gonna, like, do any of that, you know, harmful stuff, because it's going to do more harm than good. And we have to know that we have organs to detoxify and cleanse for us, yeah? Red flag number three, all right? Discussing nutrition information or concepts, but this person doesn't have the credentials to do so. Unfortunately, this is becoming really, like, prevalent on social media, and I'm witnessing it a lot because I'm someone who is a professional on social media, who is a nutrition professional, who is doing extra study to become higher up in the nutrition industry. And, you know, I've done a lot of education. I've done a lot of research. I like to think that I know what I'm talking about, and I like to think that I'm good at picking out bullshit and identifying, you know, this person really shouldn't be saying it, because I'm looking at their profile and I'm like, you're a personal trainer. You can't be talking about nutrition information. And the best example, like I said, is personal trainers giving out nutrition advice. I'm seeing it a lot, unfortunately. I'm seeing a lot of personal trainers on Instagram, you know, giving out a lot of nutrition advice that is way outside of their scope of practice. Now, personal trainers, they do, you know, they do study a little bit about nutrition, but it's like very base level. The only advice that they can give out is like, eat your fruits and vegetables, follow the Australian dietary guidelines. And within the course as well, they actually do encourage the personal trainer to seek out support from an accredited nutrition professional. And I know that because I tried to become a PT and that was in the course. So yeah, that's literally all that's all they did. And some of the assessments as well that I did but never submitted because I never went through with it was just so simple and basic. I mean, I'm saying that because, like, I'm doing, like, a higher up nutrition degree now, but, like, it was very basic. Like, the case studies that you had to do was, like, you know, the only recommendations, that the personal trainer could do was, like, just make sure you eat more fruits and vegetables, and make sure you, you know, add more dairy And, you know, if this person had like a different issue, you had to refer on to a dietitian. So it's very minimal base level nutrition advice, which is essentially the Australian dietary guidelines that is all out there in the world. For us Australians, if you're listening, if you're an international listener, well, hi, hello, welcome. I get a lot of you guys. I'm pretty sure you guys have your own like nutrition guidelines, pyramids. We used to have a pyramid here in Australia, but now it's a plate model. But whatever you guys have over there, the Canada one's like a pyramid. I don't know what the US one is. All of that. I'm pretty sure you have your own guidelines. But nowadays, I'm seeing a lot of personal trainers like really give out more than what they are actually supposed to do. A lot of like macro stuff and like that is not. I mean, a lot of them, well, not all of them, but some of them do have the nutrition like education behind them. Great, they can do that. Awesome. But again, the PT course doesn't teach you that. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. But again, anyone who is discussing nutrition concepts and giving out advice or selling you stuff and all of that without the actual credentials, without the qualifications behind it, is a red flag. It is a massive red flag. So I really encourage you to be cautious when you are like scrolling through a PT's like, Instagram page and you're like there's a nutrition post and it's, you gotta really question it. Again, this is really up to you and question it. Doing your research. Are they, did they do an extra certificate in nutrition or are they becoming the dietitian? And if so, okay, cool, whatever. But if they're not and they're just, into, they're only doing like lifting, fitness, whatever it is. I don't even know what I'm talking about, all right? That's all they can particularly educate you on and provide advice on. It's like me, if I try to provide advice on like what's the best workout, what's the best fitness regime, what's the best exercise to tone your legs or whatever, like that is outside of my scope of practice. I have no idea about that. I'm gonna refer you on to a PT or exercise phys or anyone like that. So the best piece of advice that I can give you guys, always get your nutrition information from an accredited practicing nutrition professional. Ideally a dietitian, all right, but there is other courses out there that are allowing people to practice with an accredited nutrition professional. You just have to be careful with which one you do. And I highly encourage you, if you are seeking to get in this nutrition industry, to become a professional within this industry, that you are doing a course that allows you to be, credible and accredited within your country. But always the best one is like a dietitian. If you can't get access to a professional, like a dietitian firsthand, you can get your information through particular websites that belong to medical institutions or universities. A lot of these websites have educational pages on nutrition as well, and they're the really best place for you to get nutrition information if you do not have access to a dietitian firsthand, because not a lot of people can get access to that. Based on different circumstances, financial reasons, remote regional areas, and that sort of stuff. These websites that do belong to the medical institutions, they always have peer-reviewed evidence and studies on nutrition, which is always great because people read over it and then they tick it off. It's like, yep, cool, you can put that on there because we've reviewed it and that's great. So that is a good place to get information from, all right? But like I've discussed, like educate yourself away from social media about nutrition. All right, through textbooks, through books, all right, through journal articles, because that information is factual. Because the people who write these books, the people who conduct these studies, the people who spend hours and days and months and years doing these textbooks, are completed by people who have done the higher up studies, the dietitians, the professors, the researchers. They know what they're talking about. So, that does put a responsibility on you, I guess, if you do choose to educate yourself around nutrition and it is something that is important to you, making sure you're getting credible information. It may mean, taking some time out from your day to do a bit of extra research away from social media and, cleansing your social media too, making sure your social media feeds is filled with people who are accredited, people who know what they're speaking about, who are in line with their scope of practice, who practice the, you know, methods and stuff that you want to live by, you know, that align with you, and practice really good nutrition concepts and that, you know, unfollowing those who are not accredited, who are throwing words such as detoxing and cleansing around, who are, you know, saying things like, well, you know what, guys, like, this worked for me, so this should work for you too. Don't forget to buy my ebook, like, all of that sort of stuff. Cleansing your social media feeds. I actually regularly cleanse my social media feed, because somehow this person who I thought was, like, great, turns out they're not credible, or they're really discussing things that are just not, that are not, not good at all. But anyways, that's for another episode, that's for another topic. Most importantly, everything's important in this episode, right? But don't compare yourself to others on social media. Yeah, I can tell you that to the cows come home. Everybody can tell you that. Don't compare yourself to others on social media. People nowadays share a lot of their lives, okay? With what they're eating, their exercise regime, their body updates, body checking, which shouldn't really be on social media, but okay, we're literally exposed to it. Friendly reminder, your daily reminder as well, that social media is not real. It's simply a highlight reel, and as a whole, with everybody contributing to it, it does create unrealistic expectations for people in improving their health and nutrition. I was simply looking at, you know, some reels just then, and this person was doing their morning routine, and I'm just looking at the morning routine being like, you're joking, there is no way in hell I am doing that morning routine. And this person was claiming it was healthy and like everybody should do it, and I'm like, look, you know, I'm in a couple of weeks' time, I'm not going to have time to do your 10-step morning routine when I need to be out the door to go to my classes at, like, whatever time I need to go. So it does create a lot of unrealistic expectations for a lot of us, especially if we are seeking to improve our health. And it's important that, you know, you just take what you see with a grain of salt, and you choose whether or not you want to take on board and implement into your life. Or you can just see it as just content and be like, oh, okay, cool, that works for them, but it's not going to work for me. Because remember, everybody has different nutritional needs. Everybody has different activity levels. And, you know, this is based on the fact of gender, age, and all of that sort of stuff. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to healthy eating. What someone else does with their health, how, what they eat, how they approach nutrition, all right? What they do, what someone else on social media does, doesn't mean you have to do it yourself, all right? Focus on you, focus on what you need, focus on what makes you feel your best, and focus on what is healthy for you, because what is healthy for one may not be healthy for you. It's kind of like, you know, exploration, you know, trialing things out. Like, you know, you may see this person, like, eating this way, you try it for yourself, and it turns out your health really plummeted. So you go back to the way you were, because it turns out, oh, I was actually my healthiest eating this way. I was just busy getting caught up in comparing my life to someone else's life who was portraying this unrealistic, you know, way of living that was not healthy at all, and, you know, is providing a false healthy lifestyle in a sense, because let's be real, there's a lot of people out there who are claiming that they're healthy, but in reality are actually suffering deep down with some health issues. But here they are being like, hey guys, I'm so healthy, look at me. I'm not trying to be salty or anything, but it is so evident on social media. I can just see right through them. It's like, look, you know, you're claiming that you're, like, fully healed, you're fully recovered, you're, like, healthy as hell, but, like, no. There's something deeper going on, and I'm really praying that you get the help that you need. I'm sending love all your way. So, I think that concludes today's episode. I really hope that you have taken on board some tips and tricks in how you can navigate nutrition content on social media. I think the biggest ones is education, and education away from social media, and really checking the credentials of the creator, of the influencer, just to make sure that you are getting credible advice. You are getting credible information from someone who has done the higher education study. That's really important, all right? Not buying into some scheme, not trying to, you know, get ripped off because someone else is going to make profit, but you're just going to end up feeling worse for wear, all right? You matter at the end of the day, and doing, you know, the extra analyzing into what you are reading and what you are watching and listening on social media, you know, it will pay off. It will pay off, all right? So once again, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you share it on social media. You can tag me at EmmaClark_nutrition on Instagram. You can rate and review the entire podcast if you like. That really helps out my show a lot. Helps me get noticed and shared among many different people. And like I said, if you feel like somebody needs to listen to this today, like just share it to them. Just, you know, send a message, be like, hey, like, I follow you, listen to this, like, all of that. I hate doing the outros. I hate doing the outros for my podcast. I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What am I going to promote? If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram, EmmaClark_nutrition, to keep updated with what's going on my new adventure, but also just to learn more about, you know, nutrition, food freedom, intuitive eating, whatever I do, whatever I practice, preach, talk about on this podcast. Same with TikTok, if you want more of that, plus with an extra little bit of spice of personality and more lifestyle sort of stuff, check out TikTok. That's just EmmaClark_nutrition, or one word. But yeah, that is all I have for today's episode. I will just say, though, before I end, I do not know, I'm really thinking about this now, I really do not know how frequent these podcast episodes are going to be once I do start uni, because I was just looking at my schedule and I'm like, oh, like, I will try my best, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure I'm uploading once per week, but if I fall off the track, just know, like, I'm studying hard, I'm working, I am trying to live life, I'm trying to look after my mental, physical health, and yeah, so I'm not gonna leave, but I'm just saying, like, if I disappear for like a month, just know I'm working hard behind the scenes. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll catch you guys hopefully next week. Peace out.